USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolating.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
That was an out-of-body experience.
Gary Lay, an engineer, describing the feeling of being on Jeff Bezos' most recent Blue Origin spaceflight. Blue Origin Spaceflight Services conducting its fourth passenger spaceflight Thursday with the engineer Lay and five other passengers. Negotiations on additional COVID funding are taking place in the Senate.
The gap has been narrowed greatly, and we're intent on working with Republicans to cross the finish line.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, noting Democrats want to authorize more money than Republicans. He called it urgent funding to extend COVID services and treatments. Schumer warning the United States can't get caught flat-footed if there's another deadly COVID variant surge, and reminding everyone,
but we need to reach 60 votes to get something passed through the Senate, and so we're going to push as hard as we can.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Russia claimed during diplomatic talks that they would ease their military force around Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv. However, United States officials say that is not actually happening. This as White House officials say that Russian advisors are misleading Russian President Vladimir Putin about their military progress in Ukraine. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he does not believe that's the case.
I don't think Vladimir Putin is left in the dark. He can see what the rest of the world can see with his own two eyes. His plan to immediately seize Kyiv and topple the Ukrainian government in 2 or 3 days last month was spoiled.
Former President Donald Trump is saying thanks but no thanks when it comes to being Speaker of the House.
During a TV interview on America's Voice, Amanda Head and John Solomon spoke to former President Trump on their show, Just the News, Not Noise. He was asked how he felt about Matt Gaetz, saying he should be nominated for Speaker of the House.
No, I think that it's not something I want to do. A lot of people bring it up. It's brought up all the time. No, it's not something I want to do. I want to look at what's happening, and then we're going to be doing something else. No, it's not something I would be interested in.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The top prize in Saturday's Powerball jackpot is $222 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.